Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Achieve More with a Mentor. And I think that this is a very important topic to talk about. Simple reason. If you want to be successful, you need assistance. It's very difficult to do things on your own. And the best thing to do is to get someone who's been in your field, been successful, and really understands what they're doing, because when you're working with someone who's successful, then they can help make you successful because they understand all the ins and outs. If you've ever listened to an audio interview about my story, then you've no doubt heard about my biggest mistake. It all stems from being too cheap and skeptical. As a result, I left this person out of my life for 5 years. When I finally had the courage to get a mentor, everything changed. My business grew faster than ever, and it sent me down a path to achieving one of my greatest goals in life, running a business. It can be no dishonor to learn from others when they speak good sense. A man looks back on his life and says, "I wish I knew then what I know now." It can take a decade or more to become the successful person you want to be, but you can shorten your learning curve, even drastically curtail it, by using a mentor. With the advice, experience, and support of an experienced person in the field, you can avoid the most common mistakes you are likely to make. You overcome the stickiest problems and find shortcuts to success. It doesn't really matter where you are along your career path. Getting yourself a good mentor will be enormously valuable for you. A survey commissioned by the Elliott Leadership Institute at Johnson & Wales University confirms this. For this particular study, researchers surveyed senior executives and middle managers in the food service and hospitality industry about leadership competency. What they discovered was that leaders who had been mentored from the experience invaluable. They said their mentors helped them build all kinds of leadership skills, including decision-making, strategic thinking, planning, coaching, and effectively managing others. I've often talked about the mentors in my own business life. From Leo, my first post-college boss, I learned the importance of persistence and dog determination. Leo once had me call Honda Motors more than 100 times to convince them to give us a new engine after the one we had died from lack of oil. We had a single sensible argument in our favor, but that didn't stop Leo from pushing me. Finally, after I got all the way to the top, the Honda executive leadership decided they had wasted too much time on us and gave in. I didn't feel good about getting something we didn't deserve, but I never forgot the lesson in persistence. From Joel, my second major mentor, I learned a great deal. The first lesson he taught me, by firing the lady who wanted to get me fired. Was that a good leader? Was that a good leader? Needs to surround himself with the strongest people he can find. Another lesson I learned soon after, thereafter, has to do with the fundamental until you make the sale, Joel explained patiently, nothing else happens. From Bill, a client partner and part-time mentor, I discovered relatively late in my career two important business secrets that have made me a better leader. For one thing, I no longer feel compelled to solve every problem put at my feet. I watched Bill ignore countless squabbles and come out much the better for it. Before getting involved in a dispute these days, I ask myself, can these people eventually come up with a satisfactory solution themselves? If the answer is affirmative, I do nothing. Thanks to Bill, I'm also now a big believer in product quality. Having mastered the secrets of selling through my relationship with Joel, I tended to understand the importance of the product. I was one of those marketers who actually wanted to sell snow to Eskimos. In working with Bill, whose sole focus is always on quality, I've seen how much better a business becomes when you stress quality. You probably have no idea what you need to learn to make the next leap forward in your career, but someone who's been there and done it before does. Getting the help of that person will make a very big difference in your future. How to find a mentor. Look around your industry to find 5 successful business leaders who retired within the past 2 to 5 years. This 2 to 5 year time frame is important. If you've been retired for any longer, they could be out of touch. Any sooner and they're not yet bored enough with retirement to miss thinking about work. Write each of these 5 people a short letter expressing genuine admiration for their careers. Compliment them on specific achievements. Then ask for advice on your own career. Offer an invitation to go to lunch. Or if they're located out of your local area, ask for a 15-minute phone call. And don't, I repeat, don't offer them any compensation for their help. Yes. Also, at least one of the 5 will respond positively to your invitation and give you a little of his time. If you find that you get along, you've got yourself a mentor. Making the most of your relationship with your mentor. Once you found your mentor, make a list of the goals you want to work on with him. What do you want out of the relationship? What do you feel you need to learn? What can this person best teach you? Prior to the first conversation, outline what you want to achieve from your time together and keep track of your progress. Are you achieving what you set out to do? It's important that you set and monitor your progress because your mentor most likely won't. How to make sure you've got a good mentor? A mentorship is a relationship built on learning. Your mentor should be your learning coach, someone you can talk to and trust. A good mentor should provide you with advice, feedback, and support. He should help you focus on your goals and give you directions that help you succeed more quickly than you could alone. A good mentor should help you learn the secrets to success in your field of expertise. That's why finding one in your field is so important. Your mentor should offer advice on skills he's found valuable. He should counsel you concerning various opportunities in your industry and different paths to success. According to an article in Black Enterprise, a good mentor won't tell you how to do your job. He should give you feedback and share his personal experiences, but not inundate you with lots of unsolicited advice. And a good mentor shouldn't be making decisions for you that you could make for yourself. Your mentor is not a savior, the article says. I agree. If you're going to learn from your mentor, you can't come up with every single solution for you, nor should you expect him to. Your mentor should act as a sounding board and as a trusted advisor and counselor. I like the way business writer Ron Yost put it. Mentors hold the flashlight so always can see the path. Respect the mentor-mentee relationship. To maintain your relationship with your mentor, you must recognize his value and reward him for it. Keep in mind that the kind of advice he is giving you is likely to have the most profound effect on your career. Although you can't measure the financial value of any specific suggestion, stop spending so much time on this fulfillment project. Get to work on improving your advertising. You can bet that in the long run, the effect will be very significant. Show him you appreciate what he is doing for you. Tell him in specific terms what you have learned from him and thank him every time he meets with you. Remember, the psychological reward of knowing he is helping you succeed is his primary reward. That said, the time has now come to offer and compensate him for his time with money. How much? That's up to you. Pay him no more than you feel comfortable paying him and no less than he thinks is fair. If you can't find a number in between these two figures, find another mentor. One of my current mentors, Sid, gets a check for several thousand dollars every time I spend time with him. On a per-hour basis, he's extremely well paid. But for the help he gives me in making key leadership and wealth-building decisions, the $30,000 to $40,000 a year I invest in him is a bargain. Consider using multiple mentors. If one mentor is valuable, multiple mentors can prove to be invaluable. This makes enormous sense. When you consider it, it gives you not only the wisdom of one person who has been successful doing what he's doing for years and years, but also the perspective of comparing the ideas and judgment of several experts. Adopting a mentor or mentors requires a temporary abnegation of pride, or perhaps something beyond that, the wisdom to understand the one's own ideas are not always the best ideas. I consider this to be a truly great secret to success. And remember that one of the things that we're doing when we're talking about mentorship is that you have someone that's already proven himself within his profession. Because if they've proven themselves, then guess what? They know the business in and out. And in today's marketplace, if you are looking to build a business, if you're looking to be successful in your niche, then the best thing you can do to help yourself is find someone who's already been successful. Because why? When they're successful, it will help you be successful yourself. Because you know why? One thing that we forget is a mentor is we all need someone that we can bounce ideas off of. Because, you know, no man is an island. Everyone has to have someone in their life. Because when you're alone, let me tell you, and you need someone to bounce ideas off of and you don't know who to talk to, it gets very frustrating. Because I find, what do? I end up verbalizing things to myself and trying to work through them myself. And it would be really great to have someone else who's already been there, who's already been successful, that can tell me what to do. And, you know, it's like I'm now involved with a company that, what did they do? They were already in the exercise business. They were very good at putting together the videos and using info commercials to sell them. But they knew that all of their people that were buying their products, they could keep as ongoing customers instead of just one-time customers, not just by coming out with new products, but by developing a whole nutritional line. So what did they do? They went out and they did a survey. And they found out that the majority of their people were buying their nutritional products through GNC and other companies. So what did they do? They said, you know what? We need to do that. But if we go out and we sell it through our own company and we hire people then guess what? It's going to cost us a lot of money just to set up this new division. And they thought, well, you know, why not do it through network marketing? So what did they do? They went to the professionals in the network marketing business and said, what can we do that's going to make this a whole lot more successful and put it into a position where instead of us hiring people and paying them, train them, that we actually get people who are going to use our products. They have to buy it up front so they can experience it so that when they are given customers, then they can help those customers to make the right decision. So guess what? They got the right plan in place. They put it out there to people who are already in the network marketing business. And let me tell you something. The biggest problem that people have in network marketing is simple. They have to go out and find the customers themselves. And this particular company already had the customers because they had the leads of the people who were calling in on their infomercial line, buying their exercise program. So if they were buying their exercise program and they were into health and wellness and they wanted to not only sculpt their body but they also wanted to lose weight, then why not get the best people to develop best products out there and then have these people trained and we supply them with the customers who have already bought the exercise program, they work with them, they coach them, and guess what? They earn the income off of the commission rather than paying someone and spending time just before we actually, and you know, that's the what that does is that's a win-win for everyone because guess what? You know, if you're in a typical network marketing company and you're failing because you don't know how to talk to someone, because one thing that I've found is some people are really good at recruiting and they can get a lot of people signed up in their downline, but guess what? They can't explain to them, and the biggest thing that you have to be able to do is duplicate yourself, and duplicating yourself is how do you make it simple. And the biggest thing that people have said is think of this. Keep it simple, Susan. You keep it simple in a way that everyone understands, then guess what? Everyone will be successful. So you just need to think about it. And what makes this particular company different from every other company is they're already supplying you the lead. Because they put out infomercials on a regular basis. So they already have people that have bought their exercise programs that they know are getting their nutritional needs met somewhere else. So they decided, you know what, let's get our coaches who have learned how to approach these people to explain to them what it is they need to do to help them and help them understand the importance and what it is because, you know, it's not just that you want to have a nutritional supplement because people are doing that, but we need to learn to eat healthy. And the one problem that has caused us an overweight society is that people got in the habit of eating fast foods. And many of those places, they refry their potatoes over and over in the same oil. And that oil is very fattening. So that what happens is, and then you've got to know that you want lean meat. And a lot of the meat that are in hamburgers are very fatty. So it's retraining ourselves how to eat healthy. Because when you think about it, our ancestors before all this processed food, many of them were leaner, healthier, and stronger. And they lived relatively long lives for their time. Today, We're finding that more people have high cholesterol, have heart conditions, things that are caused by the food that you're eating. And we tend to eat. But the thing is that as children, our parents will get anything that will fatten us up if we're lean, instead of letting us get used to eating and eating healthy. So what we need to do is think about how to change that behavior. Because when you change that behavior and it becomes a habit, then guess what? A habit is something that we tend to want to do with, deal with in a consistent basis. So think about all the things that you're doing now, all the things that you need to do in the future, and plan. Plan everything exactly the way you want to do it within the lifestyle that you choose to do. You know, if we treat ourselves with respect, we treat our bodies with respect, then we will live longer and healthier lives. And exercise is a very important part of our life. And because I'm someone that has a disability and I don't have the best balance, back when they did the surgery on me 40 years ago, it was before they ever knew anything about sports medicine. And when you think about it, athletes today, their careers last much longer than the careers of athletes 20, 30, even 40 years ago. Because think about it, today, pitchers have Tommy John surgery where they replace those ligaments, and then they go through rehab to build up that arm again. And guess what? When they come back much stronger, and it extends their career. And how many times have people, especially pitchers, 40 years ago, they may have lasted 5 years, blew out an arm, and guess what? They were gone today because they can extend their careers and they make much more money. Many of them, even when they retire, they don't have to do anything else if they choose to because they have generated enough money. And they can go back and coach young kids and teach them what they need to learn for the future. So there's so many things and understanding that healthy living today is very different than what we knew even 15 years ago. And with the baby boomer generation, one thing that I've noticed is the older generation, many of them, what they did was they walked further than we do today because we tend to be more of a sedentary group of people, which has lent itself towards people being overweight. But many of them, as they've gotten older, because they did not really strengthen those bones or they didn't really work on building up that muscle, as they hit their later years, their bones and their muscles deteriorated to the point where they were either in wheelchairs or on walkers. And even the last year of their life, they were pretty much bedridden. And those who did exercise and were very active, then up until the day they died, they were still active. So how did you change your lifestyle? How did you become someone who can go on and live a full life? And, you know, if you want to be successful in a business, you need a mentor. Why? Because you need someone that you can bounce ideas off of. And when you are bouncing ideas off of, then guess what? It helps you to make the right decision. So a mentorship is a relationship built on learning. Your mentor should be your learning coach, someone you can talk to and trust. A good mentor should provide you with advice, feedback, and support. He should help you focus on your goals, give you the direction that helps you succeed more quickly than you could alone. Let me tell you what it is, when we're talking about goals. The one thing that happens is, think about it, when you're in school and you're in high school, you're a freshman in high school, your goal is to graduate in 4 years. So you have a curriculum that you are supposed to take each year. And you take that curriculum and you do well. Now, if you know that you plan on going to college and what field you want to study in and what it's going to take to get in there and what school you want to go to, then guess what? You have to review them. You have to know what their expectations are, what they expect you to do on your SAT scores, what they expect you to do. So when you consider all of those things together, guess what? You have to plan. And everything we do in life, we have to have a strategy. A strategy means that you have certain goals to reach, that you know what you have to do first before you can go to step two, before you can go to step three. Because guess what? If you have a strategy in place, then you have someone that can kind of give you some advice of some of the best places to go and the things to do, and then it's up to you to set those goals. You know, when you work with a mentor, you sit down with them and you talk about, okay, this is the final goal, but before we get there, what do I need to do this week? What do I need to do next week? And you know what? And as you lay it out for each week that you plan to do something, then your mentor keeps you accountable for doing what you have said you plan on doing. So these are all things that need to be considered when you are looking at putting together a plan for yourself, for your success in the future. And think of all of the things that you can do that can really help you set some goals in place. A mentorship is a relationship built on learning. Okay. To maintain your relationship with your mentor, you must recognize his value and reward him for it. Keep in mind that the kind of advice he is giving you is likely to have the most profound effect on your career. Okay. Now, if you are looking at going into owning your own business, then the best thing you can do is first take classes on what it is to be a businessman. What are some good strategies in business to be successful? Then you want to get someone who has had his own business. And remember, we've always talked about someone who is within that 2 to 5 year span, because they're going to know what's current in the marketplace. If they are not, if it's anything more than that, then guess what? Everything has changed, because today you have to know how to use social media and internet marketing and a website as part of your business. So many businesses today, if they have had a brick and mortar store, they have literally closed off those stores because they found that the overhead of advertising was too much. But if they went on the internet, then they became a global business, because you can reach anyone through the internet. And once they have done that, then guess what? They understand the importance of how to write a blog, how to promote yourself through articles. You know, the biggest thing that people don't understand is when you're working on the internet, you have to understand about internet marketing and cash flow. Now, let me tell you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for either group or individual coaching, and we will help you put together a strategy of both marketing online and offline for your business.